MGTOW men, welcome back. You know the famous four lines from Boston's Peace of Mind. I understand about indecision, but I don't care if I get behind people living in competition. All I want is to have my peace of mind. So I would imagine that there's some people that believe MGTOW is not peace, but rather MGTOW is combative. That's not true. MGTOW is peace. I go my own way, not because I want war, and because I want to bring attention myself, rather I want the complete opposite. I want peace of mind. I want to live a full, fulfilling, peaceful life. I liken MGTOW to those Boston lyrics from Peace of Mind because that's what I feel MGTOW is like when the MGTOW life produces. The MGTOW life produces these things. A life in which you may have indecision, but if you make the wrong one, you can recover and right the ship. A life that allows you to get behind and not worry that you're behind, but just think about how you want to use your time today and then go forward. A life of completing yourself and competing with yourself. A life with the options for living a better life or a different life, wherever you want to live that better or different life, as those four lines say. So if someone asks, what is MGTOW? I would say MGTOW is a life of peace. How can you argue with that? You really can't. And part of this is that I don't see MGTOW from a political lens. I don't see MGTOW from this financial lens or this socioeconomic lens as much. There are parts of it that influence how I view those things, but I see MGTOW from a spiritual heart lens, and I need to remind myself of this a lot. Two comments that I want to read that I got this week serve as reminders for what we're gaining from MGTOW and what we're pursuing, especially when MGTOW is being labeled as being a movement, a hate group, or something like that. To be well-adjusted in a broken world is not a sign of health. MGTOW is the path to happiness, meaning, purpose, and inner peace. The red pill knowledge is liberating, but it also creates thoughts and concerns about what the future will hold. Since love isn't something that truly exists, one must find renewed purpose in life. Venshin 1 MGTOW has a video out there talking about this. This video that Venshin made is titled Peace, Freedom, and Prosperity. And that's the MGTOW way. Venshin is a simple guy, but he's a smart guy. He knows more than I do, that's for sure. He knows about agriculture, permaculture, sustainability, engineering, finances, Bitcoin currency, cryptocurrency, mechanics, many topics. There might be a few things that I have a leg up on, but not many compared to Venshin. So I enjoy listening to him, and he represents a true MGTOW as Kingy MGTOW does. Many more guys, obviously. But Venshin 1 MGTOW has created a life of freedom. And in this video, he discusses this and he shares about a conversation that he had with his dad when out for dinner. The two of them were sitting there having some dinner, and he was just saying to his dad how grateful he was for the life that he created for himself. He said that upon reflecting on the last 20 years of his life, he sees now the fruits of a life that he's lived in the past and the discipline that now creates the freedom of the current moment. That's a MGTOW life realized. Now he acts, he has his own land, he does as he wants to each day, his own house, it's paid off. He gets to save about 65% of his income from work. I'm sure he's got some residual and passive income coming in as well, and it's all coming together for him. That is the MGTOW life actualized because he is living in peace, and when you're in peace, you can actually work on yourself and not be on the treadmill of life. Most people, I think, are one step behind all the time and are living with a lot of baggage. So if you're living one step behind and you've got a lot of baggage, that is a stressful life. MGTOW is trying to avoid that. And if you're new to MGTOW, I want you to grasp this and see that there are other alternatives. MGTOW offers an alternative first and foremost, and that's one of the most important things. I think that most people that have problems that they're dealing with are some sort of being behind, like I said. It's some sort of trying to catch up. They are one pace behind where they need to be, whether this is financial, whether this is a career thing, whether this is just any place that they want to be in life. A lot of this trailing of being behind is because of poor life choices that are made, not necessarily because of life circumstances. Financial or physical maladies that come up and that are out of your control, sometimes these things pop up. You have no control over them, but a lot of times you do. Okay, and the poor diet conundrum of today summarizes this nicely and paints a good picture. And going MGTOW is a way to curtail this. So the cycle of life right now is to want to get into debt, to try and catch up with your debt, to try and maintain a fun social lifestyle while you're trying to catch up to your debt, all the while you don't sleep enough, not get enough time with your family, not get enough time doing the things you want to do, and then slowly maybe make a dent into some of your debts only to feel like you were never able to pursue the things that you wanted to the whole time, just because you were perpetually chasing. So I firmly believe that fast food industries, Starbucks especially, Dunkin' Donuts, anything high in glucose, high in caffeine, high in calories, full of carbs, all these food industries are supported by this no peace, no time, full of debt world that we live in and we've created for ourselves. All it takes is one decision and you create a snowball of this, truly. And I think that MGTOW is so valuable to a lot of men, and especially men that don't have any male direction or haven't in their life, because it shows them that there are hidden costs to life decisions that are not expressed to you in mainstream discussion. You think you're going to get in health class in high school. You're not. There are hidden costs to wasting your college years, getting litty on the weekends. There are physical and financial repercussions to everything you do, and MGTOW is an appropriate education on this. Because of the sacrifices that Benson made in the past, he can enjoy a future of peace. You may not ever get there, but it's better to pursue it than to not ever give yourself a chance to get there. So going back to that cycle of being one step behind, when you're constantly running against taking too much and taking on too much life weight of biting off more than you can chew, you're too busy digesting and you're never ready to spar with life. You are always busy digesting that massive meal of life carbs that you had the night before that you ingested to help numb the pain of the indulgences that you had from the day before, the week before, months before, whenever it is. So you get up in the morning late. You scramble to get ready for work, which you don't really have time to, so you just down some coffee, maybe with a couple spoonfuls of sugar to get you going, or maybe you have some time for a McGriddle with sausage, some of that high fructose corn syrup infused orange juice from the Golden Arches. Shoot, you gotta sit in bumper to bumper traffic as you roll through all that you gotta get done, and you're afraid you might not even get to work. You stroll into your job, you think about the job or life that you wish you had, but you bought into the belief that you had to play an exorbitant amount of time and put forth an exorbitant amount of money for a promise. A promise to a ticket of a life that you thought you deserved since you went to that state school that everyone and their mother went to from your hometown. But you didn't get it. But you thought that you could make up for it with some generic sales job. Maybe if that's what you want to do, fine, but I know there are many men that don't. And now you get that really steep mortgage in the suburbs. But shoot, that's not helping either. And now you owe the boss at least 10 years at this new job, and you can hardly take one more day. So you pump yourself with some fake Chinese food at lunchtime. And by the time that you make it through that mid-afternoon chow mein food coma at that 2 p.m. meeting, you're just fixing to get back home. Too bad you leave at 5:30, and you're just fixing to get through that drive-thru. Come on, let me get to that exit and get to that fast food again. So you end up on this perpetual cycle. And now you cannot slow down and take advantage of the time that you have at night to pursue your true hobbies and passions. And that's the true danger. Because you're too sapped of energy because of your job, the type of food you're eating, you're believing messages. You think you shouldn't be tired though, because everyone else told you that this is what you're supposed to be doing, correct? You're just supposed to make it through this hypoglycemic crash. You're not. So you sit there on the couch, you collect more debt, you're not sure what's going on, you're not able to make strides forward, you go pursue your passions, you get healthier with a run or a life, you go to bed, living in regret, and to ease that regret, you scroll up and down the soul-sucking force of social media looking for some sort of validation in that screen that you look at, taking an hour or two away from your rest that you desperately need considering that you're dehydrated and in high insulin shock all the time. So all this is to say that one small decision at 18 could affect this downturn that we experience at 35. And MGTOW, we are ejecting from that and stepping back and becoming cognizant of this and addressing this in order to create this peace of mind, because what happens when you wake up the next morning is that you're sipping on that coffee as you run out of the door, and that's the only way for you to get through your life and to get through that day and get the energy that you need, and it shouldn't be that way. MGTOW, my friends, is a lifestyle that promotes peace, that allows us to slow down and hit the brakes and hit the accelerator when we want, and that promotes the maximization of minutes. Use it. That's all it is. SunriseCity@gmail.com is where I'm at. SunriseCity on Twitter. Hoodies up, hoodies out.